This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor tell-all recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Short episode, just need to, I said I would retire from podcasting. I did one of those deals.
Of course.
If Teresa didn't get the rose.
I forgot I did.
Someone reminded us in the mailbag.
You did say that.
Well, I'm going to have to double down. I'm going to do double or nothing for my final rose pick.
Double or nothing.
If Teresa doesn't win, I'm going to burn my computer.
If Teresa doesn't win.
Yeah, I think it's Teresa now.
Well, this is just your classic, we got fooled by some clever production. Gary obviously told Teresa he loved her too.
Obviously, that's
clear as day.
But
they didn't show us. Yeah. They didn't show us. So that's not right. It's not fair to you.
Thank you.
It's not fair. It's not fair to hold you to that when we didn't have all the information. Gary so clearly told all three women that he loved them.
Yeah.
They chose one at random that they weren't going to show us.
They chose the winner. They chose the final winner.
They chose the winner.
Not to show us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got you in particular. Because you put some stakes on the line.
I swear to you, I did not remember that until I read the mailbag. Sorry, Ring.
I didn't remember that until you just brought that up.
Nine wrote, like, thanks for all the memories.
Well,
you know,
we'll throw that on the line at any point.
That's my new thing now is betting retirement.
Yes. So I forgot. I didn't know. I'm sure you have another retirement bet out there that
I'm always thinking
we forgot
them.
About.
We'll start with the rose ceremony, then we'll go to obviously the best women tell all in the history of the show. It goes without saying. That's not even...
really don't even need to say that. Yeah.
The rose went to Teresa, not Faith.
Stunned.
We both agree that
stunned.
He told Teresa the same thing. They didn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
If the hometowns were in a chronological order, he might have said it to Teresa. Then they encouraged him to say it to the other two. The Ben Higgins deal.
It might have been to both. It might have been her first.
And then they say, you got to do another one now.
I think in the what's coming up next, because I watched a little bit of it, I think, there's mention of, I think Teresa says, he's told me he loves me. I think we're going to find out for sure come Thursday that he definitely did tell her, or he'll tell her right away.
On screen, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my telling multiple people you love them on this show.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time, and we come from an age when that was a big deal. That was a taboo. It was a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Higgins, I believe, let it slip to Lauren, and then they said, Ben, you got
to
say to JoJo now to save the tension for the finale. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ben Higgins is going to play ball. It's Mr. Playball.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what to read. Of course. He's a co-executive producer, I imagine, on his own season.
Yes.
It was appalling at the time because it's like, wow, how reckless. And the subsequent multiple I love yous have been perceived that way. I don't think it's that anymore. It is now just a regular occurrence. And like you mentioned, production just picks and chooses which ones to show us. so we can have the surprise outcome. It is no longer any indication of I promise to pick you. It's just another thing people say on the show. It's part of the game. And any cast member at this point should take it with a grain of salt when it's said. I don't. And we saw in the tell-all, I don't think even all the cast members were like, hey, they maybe they do, maybe they don't. I think at this point it's established. Many, many leads have done this recently.
Everyone says it to multiple people at this point. It's just that's the game.
That's the game.
And I think, do you think they're, I mean, it's hard to tell who what's love? Who knows?
Yeah,
who fucking
so
knows?
True.
So maybe they are just feeling like they're in love and then they aren't.
Maybe they are.
And that's how things go. But I don't even take it as like they're trying to trick. I don't think Gary's trying to trick these women or even.
No.
I don't even think like, what's his name? That got in real hot water. Clayton.
Yeah,
I don't even think Clayton did it maliciously. I think he felt something he doesn't always feel. He thought it was love. He fucked up. It didn't end up being it. Same with Charity.
Yeah.
I'm sure she felt things that felt like love. Maybe she loved some. Maybe you can love more than one people. Who's to say?
Who's not us?
Who's
we're
to
just
say?
Recappers, just podcasters.
We're just here calling it like
jokes
we see
off.
It.
That's all we do.
Firing off jokes.
Shout out to the rancid comment section of our TikTok. Ugh.
What?
Rancid. Disgusting.
Of which TikTok?
I posted the clip of us. I don't even know what the clip was. It wasn't a very funny clip. I almost didn't post it. It was about us predicting Teresa going home.
Oh, did they come? They're,
oh,
okay.
My God. You wouldn't believe how quickly
they coming for
that.
Our heads?
Oh,
no,
they
were
coming for just pure spoiling and
oh, we can't
rude
get into
comments. Really rude comments.
Yeah, TikTok.
Bad place to be.
TikTok isn't a place. The TikTok comment section is not where you want to be.
No.
Never. Don't read those comments from going forward.
I had to delete a lot of them because they were spoilery. And or just really mean-spirited. And these were not from children. These were from elderly people on TikTok making really mean statements.
And
it
us?
Was horrible. I couldn't believe
and
I,
you?
No. About the people on the show, AB.
Oh.
They don't know who we are.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing about TikTok. It's just
that's
fucking
rude.
It's a free-for-all.
TikTok comments are something
oh
different.
Oh, my God. I almost shut down the account. But the views were going up. What could I do? It was a tough rock and hard place.
What are you supposed to do in that situation?
Come on, I'm not delaying it. Anyway, we can jump now to the tell-all conversation between Gary and Faith. And I have another strong opinion about this. This was unlike any tell-all conversation I've seen in recent memory.
Mm.
Two people being wholly honest with each other without regard for their future on the show or what... fans and viewers want them to say or expect them to say. It was just as real as a conversation can get on that stage with cameras and audience, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I put a stopwatch on their hug.
How long was the hug?
Solid 30 seconds.
30-second hug?
Almost exactly.
The end hug or the start hug?
Start hug. I almost tacked on. It probably would have been another 15-20. The end hug.
Oh, the end hug is even longer?
No, 15. I would have added on 15 or 20 seconds to the 30 seconds initial.
Oh, total hug. You're talking. Yeah.
Man,
and
it was it was an embrace.
Well, they like each other. They love each other.
They do. And mutual respect, like you read
mutual,
about.
That goes without saying. Mutual respect is there with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of respect going around on this tell-all.
A lot of respect.
How do you want to do that? I just have some notes. They're not, I don't even know if they're chronological. Notes about the tell-all takeaways. I gave Jesse a grade, updated the Golden Bachelorette race, and then a couple other minor notes.
Two major takeaways from me, and then you can do whatever you want to do.
Sure.
This is the most inspiring hour of television I've ever seen, is what I've noted here.
It was inspiring.
I'm going to save this to my DVR forever and just watch this when I need, like, inspiration in my life. Like, you know, if I want to feel good, if I want to feel sad, if I want to, you know, any feeling that I want to have, I can go to a different part of this tell-all and get to. And then these ladies are a hoot. That's my other comment.
Oh,
go ahead,
a
Rim.
Hoot.
Go ahead, Rim. They're a hoot.
Totally agree on both fronts. Mm-hmm. It felt really good to watch.
Felt good. There was obviously the sad moments, too, that make you more sad than you've ever been. And then just these ladies are a joy on the screen. They're just a hoot. They are. I'm sorry.
Almost everything that is bothersome about tell-alls to me was not present.
Not there.
There's no arguing. There's no brand building, no jostling, no posturing, no reputation management, no fake apologies.
There weren't any conflicts even brought up. The slight one they did with Kathy, it was brushed off. Like, no one cared. Nobody cares.
Wasn't that big a deal at the time? Not that big a deal now. Heat of the moment.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
Life's too short. That's the other thing that comes with these. Yeah, this life's cast too short. Is like, hey, what are we arguing about?
What do we got to argue for here?
It was quick. It was to the point. There was a rose ceremony in the middle, which amplified how good this tell-all was. And as you mentioned, it was hopeful and inspirational. I give Jesse, let me do Jesse's grade, A+.
A+.
Fucking plus.
A+. He did awesome.
He looked sharp, he spoke sharp, and he cried. That's hitting for the cycle if you're a host.
Real tears.
Real tears.
While all of us at home were crying.
Yeah. Great.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. Nobody's ever done it better.
Nobody does it better than Jesse. He started good. And now somehow he's reached another level, okay?
That we didn't think. He's like a Pokemon.
I didn't even know that was possible for a host. But Pikachu? Here he is.
Pikachu? What's that? What's after Pikachu? Raichu?
Raichu.
But what's the top Pikachu?
I don't know that there
there's
is
something
another.
In between. There's at least three for all of them. He's not just now
Pikachu.
The second one.
No,
he's
not.
Even, yeah,
no,
there is. There's Charmander. And then
some of them have three. Some of them have two.
Charmeleon
have,
and then Charizard. Is that true?
Some of them only have two, and I think Pikachu's the only one. You're talking to Mr. Pikachu.
Well, then he hasn't upgraded it.
As you know, I never would. I would never evolve my Pikachu.
That's right.
But there's only two options for that: Raichu and Pikachu. I believe.
All right, we'll figure out another one. But he hasn't. He's not his final form yet. But he has.
You should have just went Charizard. You knew the name.
Yeah, but Charizard's negative. Charizard's scary.
Hmm.
Jesse's a comforting, so maybe we're doing. I don't want to say, you know, he's probably too fit to be.
You don't
Bulbasaur
want him to end a dragon.
Blastoise. Yes, you want to. Yeah. Vaporeon. What's the prancing?
I don't know.
Flaming horse. <Yeah. laughs> A couple other random notes. The bloopers were funnier and longer than any we've seen in a long time. These people are not as image conscious. They are willing to laugh at themselves. Most flagship bloopers recently are just. 90 seconds of someone reacting to a bug in the confessional.
A bug. Yeah.
Bugs.
The Susan getting gas from the guacamole, it was the best bloopers I've seen on any show ever.
And it wasn't a blooper. That was a separate
no,
segment.
No, that wasn't a blooper. That was just fun.
Exactly.
That was just fun.
They had a Kris Jenner video. I thought that was a nice touch.
That was great.
Wish she would have come, but I understand she doesn't want to show everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest surprise of the season. Matt James's mom is a complete non-factor from start to finish. She didn't say anything.
She didn't say a word and wasn't a factor on the season at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, stunning. Maybe she was here for the right reasons. Maybe
she was just looking
for love. Maybe we fucked up. We really painted her into a corner. Well, maybe she was really here for the right reasons.
Perhaps,
she didn't.
Perhaps.
She was not trying to get any attention.
The last thing I'll say about this before the Golden Bachelorette update race is soak it in, folks, because it may not be like this again. Now that it is a smash, there will be more people applying, more people who go on with fame as a primary motive. This was a group of first timers on an adventure together having the time of their lives. It will be hard to repeat this. Soak it in. Anything else on that?
I don't think so.
Golden Bachelorette, I think Susan would be a good pick. Still, the main thing with this is I totally forgot about Ellen's friend storyline. She passed away after filming. The Bachelor
Superfan.
Before
the first episode even came out.
I think they showed that at the end of the episode. That was a clear Golden Bachelorette push.
For Ellen.
Huge.
I think she'd be great.
She would be great.
I think there's multiple good, great choices that you can have.
That was also the mailbag. Thanks. So we can get to that in a bit.
Okay. I have a picture to send you. We had a person in the crowd again.
Oh, fun. While you're grabbing that, let's take a break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, we had Rosecast listener in the crowd again, Emily. Emily stays at these. I don't know how
Shout
she gets in
Emily.
So often, but she does it. I sent you a picture that she sent us.
Of the
First
spread.
Of all, she had a great sign. It was, "We're asking for a Golden Bachelorette."
Was it on With TV? That?
Had to be.
I don't know. I just got a picture. I assume, maybe. I don't know. I didn't see it on TV, but I also wasn't watching that close.
Yeah.
But I see a picture of her here on the, looks like a red carpet or some sort.
Fun.
With the sign. I sent you a picture of the spread. I'd like, in the moment, comments on the spread. What would you grab, and do you think that's sufficient enough?
Yeah, very blurry. I zoomed in. We have Nature Valley granola bars. We have Famous Amos bags of cookies, mini bags of Cheez-Its, variety bags of Doritos and Fritos. You're
fruit
looking
snacks
at me,
over there.
Fruit snacks as well. Oh, how can There's you tell this? Snacks. Well, listen, I know they're blurry. I know
the branding. Nobody knows the packaging.
Come on. I see Snickers. I see Skittles. I see Starburst. I see it all. I see all this stuff. There's some Milky Ways there and perhaps some Three Musketeers. Yeah, I mean, that looks like my, that looks
like a
great
fucking
spread.
Awesome spread. Huh? Yeah,
no complaints here. All the food groups, chocolate, fruity candy.
You put that spread out for me and Rim, we're getting kicked out because of how our bigger plate
Tasmanian
is
devil, yeah.
On the way back.
Be gone. Is it one of those things, mealworms? One of those things that just eat everything in sight. Who was that?
Emily.
Shout out Emily.
Emily. We would miss the entire show because we'd just be mingling by the table of
Who
snacks.
Eating Famous Amos. Golden Bachelor, or yes, power rankings after hometowns. Number two, Leslie. Number one, Teresa.
Yeah. I think you're right. We got duped. No big deal. It happens to everybody.
I got duped by the show and by you. I got pressured into not giving Teresa. I thought it was about 33 across the board. Such, no, Rim. Didn't tell
I just
her.
Thought it was
said,
over
oh, that's
for
a good
her.
Point. Yeah.
The two that look exactly like. Now, the other thing to think about, Rim,
true.
I was thinking.
It's true.
Is
why
those
does he need Leslie
alike,
if he's already got. Why does he need Faith
person?
If he already has
why
Leslie?
Do you,
exactly.
Yeah, why take both of them? Just take your favorite of those two and then take Teresa, who's way different. Mm. And then make your decision from there. So I'm not so sold on Teresa winning, per se. I give it 50-50 right now. I'm a toss-up still. I'm not getting tricked by. They tricked us once. I'm just gonna. I don't think we know yet. I really don't.
Well, we've got time. Next week is, or this week, excuse me, is
yeah. What the
overnights.
Hell is this week?
Oh. This week's overnights, and then a break for Thanksgiving, and then the finale.
I just think we could have got this done in 1 week.
I know you're telling me
everybody.
Hey,
like, what are we pushing this? Why do we have a break in between? That's crazy talk. Do it 2 hours.
I agree.
Push back Bachelor in Paradise 2 weeks. I don't care.
I agree.
Give this a proper 2 hour night.
The finale is getting a 2 hour night, but it's not for 3 weeks.
Give
for
it a
3 hour
night then. I don't care.
I agree. I agree.
That's crazy. You got all this momentum going into Thanksgiving and then we're going to forget about it.
I'm going to forget. Yeah, you think AB can't tell the difference between Faith and Leslie now? Wait till after the final rose.
If you asked me, December. I swear to God. If you asked me right now which one's still on the show, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I swear to you, I can't answer that without looking at my notes.
I did mess up. Let me see which one said that.
It's which one's Leslie still on the show because she lives closer.
I swear to you, in that moment, right, a couple seconds ago, I didn't know which one was still here.
Leslie. Okay. Well, that doesn't bode well for Leslie if you don't know who it is. I think Teresa wins for that reason.
I 50-50 for me.
Golden Mailbag. Who would you like to see as the Golden Bachelorette? And a couple other things. 470 says Ellen for Golden Bachelorette. I think she'd bring the emotions, which I'm absolutely here for, and the right amount of comedic relief. That's true. Ellen was funny all season until Ellen became heartbroken. 512 area code. If they don't make Faith the Golden Bachelorette, then I really hope they do a crossover and make her the first ever lead of Farmer Wants a Husband. Shout out to 512 area code. Presumed patron. 414, I'm skeptical that they can find enough desirable senior men for a Golden Bachelorette. My mom and aunt have been dating in their 60s and 70s, respectively, and selection is bleak. I've gone through their dating website matches and was truly horrified, and they both brought home some total stinkers. Damn. Oh,
wow.
Damn, 414. God,
these
guys just out here trying to find love.
These golden guys getting raked over the coals.
Yeah, these poor guys. Right,
who
sorry,
was that? Who
sorry, the
that?
Muscle definition is not like what it used to be, 414 area code. Because the bar is so low, God, guys like Gary, damn. Charming and in good health, are few and far between, though my mom thinks he's unbearably corny. Thank you, 414. I will say, I would not... this cast is not a cross-section of availability of... single women in their 60s and 70s anywhere.
No, of course not.
Even though it may be hard to find
in one location,
desirable
but
single
man.
Yeah, exactly. This is all
they're
around.
They're searching the whole
they can scrounge
country.
Together
they'll
20
find,
guys.
They'll find 20 Garys.
Yeah.
They'll find them.
They're scouting at pickleball courts as we speak.
As we speak, they're scouting. They'll find them. Don't get crazy here.
I'm not worried about it. Cat from New York. Cat predicted that Teresa would be the choice. She was right. I hope Faith gets the Golden Bachelorette spot. She's so genuine, but also independent and interesting. I'm sure single men in her age bracket would jump at the chance to meet her. As a wild card pick, I'd also be happy with April. I listened to her on another Bachelor podcast, and she is whacked in the best way possible. She's reality TV gold and would certainly bring the fun. Thank you, Cat. I'm also curious to see how old the Golden Bachelorette will be, because if you pick Faith or someone who's 60...
I was going to say, Faith is a little too young for me.
Then you're looking at, like, how low do you go? 50?
No, I
for
don't.
The cast?
I go 70
I know
for
you
the
don't,
lead.
But they will.
I go 70 for the lead, obviously, and then 60. They did it perfectly. 60 is the lowest I want. You can't go lower than 60. 60 is too low.
Some of these six-year-olds
I'd
seem
prefer-
like...
65 to 75 is where I want. That's the sweet spot. But if you need to go a little lower to round it out, go down to 60. Don't go lower than 60. Don't you dare
don't
go
do
lower
it.
Than 60.
Don't do it. They will.
Don't do it.
They will.
I don't think they will.
Elizabeth sent us a link of Gary talking about his lion tattoo on Kelly and Mark.
Hell yeah.
What's he say about it? I watched it a couple days ago. I need to rewatch it. But he said, I think he described it like every day you got to wake up and face the day with the zeal of a challenger. Like Ichiro said that one time 20 years ago. He's just like, it just reminds me to just take on the day. Lion Gary. Elizabeth also says a note on the three final ladies I'd like to point out. Both Leslie and Faith have way too many links in their Instagram bios. Can you say wrong reasons?
Oh, wow.
You may call her Tricky Teresa, but guess how many she has? Zero.
She doesn't know how to do links. Yeah.
She would if she could. She would if she could.
Doesn't know how to do those. Yeah. Oh, wow. What kind of links are we talking about?
That's the same. I don't know. Merch, probably. Speaking of, we got merch coming out soon. Hey, who's to say people aren't capitalizing? It's really disgusting what's happening out there. Thank you, Elizabeth. This is from Rim. I think having previous... This is Rim. He's looking at Teresa's Instagram.
I'm trying to find Leslie and Teresa's Instagram. I don't know what their names are.
This is from Rim. I really think having previous cast members become the leads is one of the core issues with the show.
You've said that.
I have said that, but now I feel even stronger about it.
Oh.
The idea has been previous cast members who become leads have familiarity and a built-in audience. We know who they are. But it has created a world where that is in the back of everyone's minds every season. The Gary promotion and promotions in the old days before they did this proved you can bring a fresh person and help the audience get to know them. And a new person would also be more worthy of media attention. People would be more curious to get to know the new Bachelor Bachelorette, Good Morning America exclusive. We don't need to get to know Joey. We know him. He's the tennis guy from Hawaii. I'm not watching any interview with Joey. This. I know that.
We know this.
If anything, we know too much about cast members who become leads. They were invariably involved with drama on their season. Fresh leads also give every viewer or potential viewer a chance to be on the same page for a new season. If you have fallen out of the franchise and you want to get back in, but you feel, I don't know who that is, everyone else, that it just feels,
yeah,
you can start a new season on the same page as everyone else. I think having fresh leads every season is the way forward with the franchise. I think they should do that with Golden Bachelorette. Sadly, they won't do it. Very sad.
I think I'm on the same page as you. I've come around. You have Bachelor in Paradise to still get these people. Yeah. I understand why they do it. You have these love stories that some people end up heartbroken, and then that's an easy move to just have them move into the lead role. But I think you're probably right. It's too much. It's got pros and cons, but I think the cons of having people on former seasons all shooting for Bachelor and Bachelorette or Golden Bachelorette is too big of a con and too big of a risk where it doesn't make it worth it to have that built-in storyline. And the storylines are relatively weak usually anyways, so you might as well just have someone brand new.
Fresh.
And you can find a story, like a heartbreaking story to tell.
Yeah. Other people I've been broken up with also.
Tons of people outside of the show have broken up.
There are many people out there who are single and ready to find love.
Yep. I think you're probably right.
That's all we have for the Golden Bachelor Women Tell All discussion. Mailbag is, we'll leave it open for next week, 773-234-7794. I suppose, who do you think he's going to pick?
Yeah, we got a whole week.
Got a whole week in between. Who do you think he's going to pick and why? No spoilers.
No spoilers. You know what I liked about this Women Tell All? One more thing, one last thing.
Yeah.
They all talked about how this experience has now let them know that love is possible, and they're more motivated than ever to find love. And I found that really... it's something I hadn't thought about and loved to hear.
That's why all the exits all season were like, I'm heartbroken, but I feel better than ever.
I'm going to get out there.
Yeah.
And find my next person. They're all going to find their next person. That's the hell of it.
Well, they're at least going to try.
They're going to try. It sounds like the 414 area code.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't have a lot of fucking choices.
They're
going to
do their best. But that's better than the alternative or perhaps what they were doing prior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for listening. Paradise Recap coming tomorrow. Talk to you later.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.